So the natural, when spoken of, it's the sensual. It's a mode of being which is grounded in the senses. Sensual thinking, that's the natural that is opposed to what is of heaven. The natural heaven is a natural level that's ordered according to spiritual or heavenly principles. So the natural heaven is the level of obedience to what the word teaches, as opposed to the other use of natural, which is the natural mind that's associated with proprial thinking, or thinking from the belief that I'm an autonomous, independent being, that essentially is thinking from what's represented by the serpent, that I have life in myself. So the whole thing about the development of what's termed the new church is the ordering of the natural. That's what it actually is. It's the creation of the Lord's divine natural. So what's happening through the process of work is that there is being set up planes within the natural that correspond to a celestial, spiritual, and natural level, heaven. And that forms the natural heaven. And that is what the new church, this is my understanding, that's what the new church is. It's that by which the Lord's divine natural becomes established. So what you see in terms of development, when you talk about natural, spiritual, and celestial, you're dealing with the self-sense, variations or differentiations between what I take myself to be. So at the purely natural level, what characterizes that level of life is I am, right? So it's the total appropriation of the Lord's name. Everything is about me. I am. That's the natural, that into which nothing good and true can exist, because it's in total opposition to all heavenly influx. And so it may have a natural religion, but I am is always there. There's no concept that there's a problem. So it's tied up in self-righteousness and all of that. So that's the infernal proprium. So the term proprium is what is technically one's own, or one's own sense of being. That's what it's tied to, one's sense of self. So the natural sense of self is totally self-absorbed. That's the infernal proprium. The spiritual level is still in the belief in itself, still has the I am, but it understands that that is not the reality. So it is in conflict. It's in constant battle to come back to, or to withdraw from, that belief in oneself to acknowledging the Lord as the only self. So that's the spiritual battle. And so something that could characterize that is the words of the Baptist, right? Like, I am not, when he was asked if he was the Christ, like the one they should be looking for. He said, I am not. So it's a negation of the idea of I am. So those in the spiritual work are constantly in the negation of the tendency to claim life as one's own. So we're gaining an understanding of truths, and we are looking to put those truths into life so that they can govern us. But the sense of self is still strong. So what you get is appropriation. So there's still a belief in self as the doer, but it's mitigated by an understanding of truth that tells it that that's not the case. So it can understand that it's not the case, and then when it remembers that, it can work against tendencies to have itself still at the center. And then the celestial level in the natural is as of self. There's no desire to be I am, but they are given a sense of self by the Lord, but they are in non-self-referential existence. Essentially, you can look at it in terms of, at the bottom level, it's totally self-referencing. Everything is about me. At the next level, everything is about me, but sometimes it's not. And then the next level is there is very little self-referencing. It's all about the Lord and the ends that the Lord has in view, which is the salvation of the human race. So, thing to be aware of in all this, and it has huge implications, but difficult to see, is that as of self is all that there is. There is no I am other than the Lord. So the work is not about trying to operate from as of self. Yes, it is to acknowledge that there is only an as of self, as far as finite beings are concerned. But the work is the removal of everything that appropriates what is of the Lord to itself. Because as that is put off, the only thing that can remain is as of self, because that is all there actually is for finite beings. So it's the delusion that I am, and we create a persona around that which arises out of the love of self and love of the world. And that is the life that has to be laid down in order for the mind to become ordered as it should be, which is an acknowledgement that the Lord is the only self and I am not. Like, what I took to be myself is not a real thing. So if you think about, you know, a good example is like the highest angels, if you think about them, they are in the most acute awareness of the nature of that self, and therefore they are at the greatest distance from it. And they are then more fully in the sense of as of self, right? Which gives them a greater sense of being and delight, because they are more receptive of, you know, a greater sense of the Lord. And because love seeks to give all that it is to another, right? The Lord, who is the only self, gives a sense of self to what is other, but only to the degree they are in the rejection of any idea that they are a self. So there's a paradox in there. But when you come down to a natural level of existence, our level of existence, it looks like death. And in a sense, it is. But what's dying? The thing that has to die is already dead. This is the paradox that's sitting in there. All that the Lord is desirous of is to give us life. And to the degree we resist that life through claiming what is the Lord's as our own, then we are in conflict and struggle and life is hard and all of that. So the whole impetus of the Lord's coming and, you know, what we term the second advent is to build a new natural. And that is what spiritual work is really about. That's why we engage with the Word, because everything in the Word provides the materials that are necessary to build up each of those levels. And it's only through praxis that those things can be integrated. And so this whole reading, you know, ultimately we arrive at the death of the firstborn, which is the death of faith alone. It's the death of taking or holding to knowledges and using them as a basis to conceal the proprial antics and machinations, that is being totally stripped away so that we can be liberated. Like, this is the whole basis for it. And it cannot occur without engagement with the text and the use of the Word in self-examination and repentance. And self-examination and repentance ultimately will center around who I take myself to be. What we have to repent of is claiming the I sense as one's own. So what we're encouraged to do is to acknowledge the Lord, do the work, to do it as of self, so as if our lives depended on it, because it does, and as if we have agency, because that's the only way that the reciprocal connection can be established. and everything else is window dressing. If that's not being done, everything else is window dressing, and it just dresses up the opprobrium, or makes a purse out of a sow's ear, you know, or putting lipstick on a pig. You know, like all of these expressions describe concealment. And, you know, like this is the critical thing, right? The essentials of the church, you know, to acknowledge the Lord and his divine human, to acknowledge the holiness of the word, and a life of charity. And those three form a one. You cannot acknowledge the Lord without acknowledging the holiness of the word, and you can't acknowledge the holiness of the word without practicing it. And that's the life of charity. So those are the essentials of the church, and everything else is window dressing. So getting caught up in other issues and things, waste of time. Always come back to those essentials, and that will keep things on track.